flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Celtics survive a good fight from a young upstart Pistons team, but they're still the champs. 18-4, Boston wins again.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We have covered a variety of topics on the program today. That would include the Celtics last night, who we'll get back to. Gerard Mayo's job security. Bruins have won 3 in a row, 6 out of 8 under Joe Sacco. We'll get back to them as well. Even some Red Sox free agency. But we've dipped into Christmas tree etiquette.
Yeah.
And Keith's disappointing Christmas tree this year. He's disappointed.
I don't love it. Although, but Billy's kind of talking me up.
Yeah, looking at the pictures, it looks better.
Yeah, it looks like a traditional tree. Yeah, I just wish it was a little bit wider.
Yeah, you just feel a little emasculated by it is all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
take
yeah.
This one. You think this one would fit in the house?
Which one?
The one right next to you.
Oh.
This one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the one here.
The one you're looking at?
You're literally facing it, yeah.
What are you talking about? Be specific. That would maybe, I might have to saw some of the top off,
yeah,
but I think
so. It's a high ceiling, or a high tree.
Yeah, this is a higher ceiling
in
here, right?
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know. Just give it a jump.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, this ceiling's higher than my house's ceiling.
We also have gotten just an inordinate amount of feet. I'm guessing from the entire state of Rhode Island. It's a new text line, 617-779-7937. Rhode Island lights up when you criticize Joe Mazzulla, which I haven't done in a while because I like Joe
That's
these
right.
days.
But the
when,
pride
you,
of...
when you used to criticize Mazzulla, the text line would light up with 401 texts. And we are getting more texts about gaggers and hot wieners than I ever would have expected.
Cheeseburger Club.
That guy.
I love that guy. So I'm serious.
I want to know more about the mentality of going to a place called... Wienerama for years upon years upon years. Everybody's just raving about the hot wieners.
Doesn't even
the
like
gaggers
hot dogs.
And the number three. And the guy comes in every day and has a cheeseburger club. I need to know more about the psychology behind that and just what everybody else thinks of that gentleman.
Incredible.
I need more of that.
Yeah.
But here you go. A wiener, a.k.a. a gagger, is a smaller hot dog with meat sauce.
Hang on. The other way?
Yeah.
Why would it? What?
I was telling you about
a cocktail.
This Rhode Island way,
sorry, go ahead.
A wiener, a.k.a. a gagger, is a smaller hot dog with meat sauce, onions, mustard, celery salt. Only in Rhode Island. Cooks will put about 10 of them on their arms with plastic guards
yeah.
and create them.
create them all at once.
That's best gag is you're going to get around here.
Okay. I am very hesitant to go to the calls.
No, you're not. Let's go. People are the experts on that. I'm naive to this, but it sounds great.
Okay.
I didn't even have a cheeseburger club in honor of my guy.
I want to hear from our good buddy JP in North Providence.
Yes.
JP, real quick though, I want to tell you, I have an update. I have something I need to tell JP after this, but go ahead, JP.
Hey, Keith Jones, I'll go quick, and then I have a quick question about home cooking. But so gaggers are because you get them at 2 in the morning, you come out of a club in Providence, you go to Oni Marina's, and you go to Santoro's. If you get them all the way, they've got the onions, they've been known to gag you because they've got so much on you. The meat inside, to this day, I'm 65, nobody knows what's inside of a wiener. It could be anything. It could be vegan. It could be meat.
We don't
know. You just have them.
Wieners.
Also, the guy making them puts them on his left arm in the summer. No guard over the years. Rolls them up the arm and we'll line up 10 up the arm and you take them that way. They wrap them up. Coffee milk is what you drink with it. Not Coke, because the carbon will gag you with the onions. Coffee milk. Unique
coffee
to Rhode Island.
Coffee milk?
It's
like a
Yoo-Hoo.
That sounds good.
Like a Yoo-Hoo. It's
you ever had a coffee
milk?
I think I have.
Coffee milk's great.
I like a coffee milk.
Yeah, maybe a taste test.
We actually have another Key for Madness in the holster about strawberry milk, if you're in on that.
I don't want to cross the screen today.
They wrap them in duct tape?
Fire.
Good question. So
the fanatic comes out.
JP, you have a home cooking thing you need to bring up?
Three all the way.
Well, you guys were talking about gifts yesterday, if you do Yankee Pot and this or that.
Swap.
I'm wondering if the missus, when she was young, ever got an Easy Bake Oven for a gift. That might explain a lot of the things that in your household for the cupcakes.
Let me tell you,
JP's the one that always brings
always
up the
brings us up. Now,
wife put what, glass inside of a cupcake?
In the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
My wife got into baking.
Okay. We all found hobbies.
Emphasis on got into it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she served me a cupcake that had a piece of glass in it.
Had glass in it.
And the theory at the time on the old night show was she was sick of me in the pandemic.
I don't know if that's a theory as much as fact.
I was doing radio shows daily out of our home. She was not a fan of it.
So she's like, I'm going to give him a glass.
She attempted to off me.
Cupcake.
Yeah.
All right.
So I actually got some flack about this at my family Thanksgiving. My uncle said I maybe should not indulge in this story as much as I do. Is going to get me in trouble with my home life.
True.
Much like Keith saying
Who's
wife.
Who's going to have their wives more mad at them by the end of the day?
His wife spray painted the hutch.
She hand painted the hutch. We all know that.
I don't know if Kathleen is listening right now, but we did have another close call with something she served at the Jones household.
What, recently?
Yes. My wife's also taken up sewing recently.
Oh, that's
not
good.
Not pandemic related.
So now she's sewing.
She's taking up sewing. We had friends over.
She make you like a hat?
No.
Like a mitten?
We had friends over the other weekend.
Sure.
She served a nice charcuterie board. We got friends over.
Oh,
cheeses. Let's put on airs.
Meats.
Cheeses.
Crackers.
Meats, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what else is on that cheese board?
Glass.
A sewing needle.
What? Somebody put it on their cracker and they made a little sandwich and then they ate
knows,
a needle?
I think there's a sewing needle on this cheese board. I go, Cat.
That's not good. That could do some damage, I think. Now that's a trip to the ER.
So now there's a trend.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill me or our friends who came in from out of town. Take over their lives.
Matt in the Twitch chat. Needle in the cheese. Needle right in the cheese.
Again, don't. That's not for a work computer. But so, yeah. That's now. That now there's a trend of this in my home.
Scary.
In front of, I would say strangers, but they're not strangers. In front of other people.
You know people, these people.
Yes. Outsiders.
Not strangers in your house.
No, outsiders. We don't have a lot of people.
That is terrifying.
So, yeah. In a related story, Keefe, you want to come over for the Keefe family? Come over for dinner.
No,
anytime you guys want.
No,
Lanny,
you can zoom in.
Nick,
sure, why not?
Have you heard about this, Billy? The needles and glass.
Just pick out the glass out and you
pick out the soap. Pick out the sewing needle.
So there you know what I'll bring over? As it's always nice to bring things to when you go.
Sword?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger club.
I missed
my famous cheeseburger club.
Yeah, Keefe makes a great cheeseburger.
That's right.
So there you go. I don't even know. Could we even air that whole JP in North Providence? I don't even know if we can air most of it.
Like some of it, it's Rhode Island lingo that I don't necessarily understand.
I don't even know if most of that was allowed.
But that's what we're doing.
By the FCC.
Best gag is you're going to get around here. I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
We should. Somebody said we should do a remote show from the Wienerama. I mean, at this point, who's talking more about the Wienerama than us?
Nobody.
I'd do a show down there. I'd be the one idiot eating the cheeseburger club. Everybody else would be having hot wieners.
Try a hot wiener. No.
Yeah.
I heard about this cheeseburger club.
Look, we don't have that.
Javier makes a mean cheeseburger club from what I've heard.
Yeah. We don't serve that here.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So you can jump in. 617-779-7937. Can you, you got, what else do they like besides the Cheeseburger Club? You can, somebody referenced this. I think it was Dice on the Twitch chat. Joe Mazzulla, what's your theory when it comes to offense for the Boston Celtics?
Three all the way.
That is. That really is.
Yeah, that checks out. Theory. Yeah.
They hit a bunch of threes.
The more the merrier. Yeah, no, they did. They hit a bunch.
They hit a bunch of threes last night, Keith. And so I left that game last night after it's over. I wasn't there. But I'm done watching it. And I'm left wondering if they're a better team than they were a year ago.
Yeah.
They are now 18-4. Last year they were 15-4. They lost their 20th game. They're trending ahead of last year's pace. They're trending for 67 wins. They are, again, off to a great start. Similar to 08-09, that doesn't guarantee anything. The 08 Celtics were great. The 09 Celtics started even better. Injuries caught up to them. They were an older team. The Lakers were also getting better as well, if you want to draw an analogy to other teams improving this offseason. So it's not a guarantee of anything, Keith. But I do wonder if they're a better team than they were a year ago. You made the point about Mazzulla being a better coach. Great point.
Yep.
Tatum could be the MVP, which he wasn't a year ago. I don't know if he's appreciably better, but you're the MVP versus not being the MVP. Pritchard is better. I think they're a better team than a year ago, which guarantees nothing, but we were worried about them being lackadaisical or resting on their laurels however you want to describe it. They're not. They look better than they looked a year ago.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's worse. Like, that's what's really impressive. And part of it is, you know, two of your best players are in their prime. You know, you have two guys that are a little bit older, but I don't think Horford or Drew Holiday are way worse than they were a year ago. Like, those are the two guys you had on the championship team that were past their sort of NBA primes. But everybody else, like Derek White in his prime, Porzingis, if he's on the court, is in his prime. And then guys like Pritchard and Hauser, I think, are both better this year than they were a year ago. They all fit well together. They know what their roles are. So, yeah, I think the team is better. I mean, they're currently on pace to win a few more games, so like whatever. Even if they win less games, they could still be better come playoff time. They could be a more difficult out. But yeah, I think you got to like what you've seen so far out of this team and them and everybody else. It's about injuries, but they're so deep that it also comes down to, man, if you're the Cavs or the Knicks, you kind of need two injuries, like maybe three. Like, we've seen this team play enough games without one guy or without even two guys, and they're still really tough. So it's not even one injury that's going to knock them off course.
Yeah, so this would be another takeaway from last night. I think they could win an early round in the postseason without Tatum, based on how Jaylen Brown looked last night and how Jaylen Brown looked in the Eastern Conference Final and NBA Finals a year ago. And I would say they can lean on Jaylen on nights where Tatum doesn't have it. And I think last night would be proof of that. They didn't need Tatum at all. He wasn't out there. He wasn't playing. And Jaylen Brown dominated early by scoring. 9 assists last night. Good floor game. And
this is also the knock on Tatum for MVP. I know it's a separate conversation, but if they can win the East without him, now I know that's going kind of far, but like maybe they could. That sort of hurts. Whereas, like, if you took Jokic off the Nuggets, they make the playoffs?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
But so that does work against Jaylen, or Tatum, rather.
For that.
I just wonder, Tatum would need to miss a lot of games for that to be relevant to me. Like, he'd need to miss a stretch of 10 games or 15 games. You can't just miss a
No.
Tatum plays 80 games a year. So 78 games a year, whatever
it is. I don't think
we're
going to see it, but we're just sort of like projecting out. Like, if they played a 7-game series, everybody's healthy but Tatum, and they played the Knicks, I think I'm still picking the Celtics.
Oh, I would take the Knicks there, but I would take a team
like Atlanta or Brooklyn, or teams like that.
Yeah. If they were without Tatum. But I just think if you got a stretch where Jaylen carried them, that would hurt Tatum.
Got it.
No MVP voter, I don't think, is going to remember a one-off game on December 4th against the Pistons.
True.
Now, we were just discussing tying up some loose ends from Kiefer Madness.
Yeah, we're trying.
Chris in Narragansett is the individual who bought the Wienerama. Am I understanding?
Is that right?
Am I understanding the subject line properly? Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great.
We're doing great. You bought the Wienerama?
Yeah, definitely not Narragansett. I got to set the record straight. Yeah, I've got my partner on the line.
Okay.
What's going on, guys?
What's
Eric,
up?
How are you?
Hello.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Not too much.
Did you guys just hear yourselves in the news story? Did you hear yourselves in the news story we were playing earlier?
My phone was blowing up. Yeah.
50 people text us. They're like, you got to get on. EII right now that's talking about you. So, yeah, first thing, we're from Western Cranston. We can't be confused being from Narragansett.
Got it.
Well, that's what my subject line says here. But, West Cranston.
West Cranston.
A good hot wiener. I hear you make a good cheeseburger club as well. people are very excited about the Wienerama coming back.
Yeah, and to tie it in even better, I went to high school with Joe Mazzulla. Mazzulla graduated from Hendrickson in 06. I graduated from Hendrickson from 05. So Joe Mazzulla, big Wienerama fan. Big fan.
Well, now, not to give away all the product, is it free hot wieners for Joe Mazzulla? I mean, he is an NBA champion.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla definitely gets a free hot weenie. Okay. Definitely gets three all the way.
Three all the way.
Yeah, okay, we've heard a lot about this. Chris, we're going to pop it back on hold. I want to get some more information.
We want to do some
Chris, but yeah, Chris,
with you guys,
Chris, we want
this sounds delicious.
We want to get some things done with Wienerama coming up. Can we get something done with you guys?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Okay, well let's pop it back on
hold.
Thanks
for calling in.
Let's work out some more details so we can get more information here out of Chris. But the Wienerama Wednesdays on Jones and Keefe is something like this. Maybe we can get our good pal Joe Mazzulla. Maybe we can get our good pal Joe Mazzulla in there as well.
I love hot wieners.
Let's get more information out of Chris. And who was
Shake
it? Chris,
him down.
Chris and Eric. I keep saying Chris because it's the only name I can see.
You see E from Brockton in the Twitch chat. Two guys, one phone.
My conference called in.
Yeah, that's good technology.
They have good technology there. I agree. But so okay, yeah. Let's if Joe Mazzulla.
I'm good with it. Like if would you be open to the? I don't want to. Get the cart before the horse, as they say.
Yeah.
We have D'Angelo's on Tuesdays.
Love
that.
No,
we
it can't be a Tuesday.
We eat those subs like crazy.
Yeah.
If we had Wiener Wednesday and every Wednesday we just ate wieners.
Hot wieners.
Would you be in for that?
Yeah.
I'd be in for that.
I mean, unless I'm eating the Cheeseburger Club.
Well, I would say every once in a while they can throw a curveball at us and give us the
Cheeseburger Club.
You know, and then once you get that, then things are changing. But that's good stuff. Those guys hear the story. A bunch of people hit them up on it.
That's good.
Good.
Wienerama's back, in case you haven't heard.
People are fired up about it.
It's ringing out like you read about it.
Three all the way, light on the onion, side of fries, I'm good.
Yeah, I would be good with that, too. Okay,
sounds like a good
but
order.
But really, we're just trying to warm our way into more free lunch. That's really what we're doing.
Pretty much.
Okay, well, that's good.
There's no shame in that.
It's good for us.
Yep.
Good for Wienerama.
Thanks.
Which?
Great interview.
I can't.
I don't know if they wanted something or what, but
I'll be honest, I'm not the most well versed in Wienerama outside of that news feature.
Well,
we learned a bit earlier.
Yeah. We learned quite a bit.
And I was a little caught off guard when it said Chris from Wienerama is on line one.
Wow, you guys like Howard Stern, great interview. Got a lot out of him there. Can we listen back to that on the Odyssey app?
You know what? We can review for sure.
Tune in tomorrow.
But no, we just wanted the gentleman's contact info so we can get some free wieners.
Oh, my God.
That's really all. Okay. Gaggers, as they're known.
That's great.
617-779-7937. Jump in line here on Jones and Keefe. We have the clip du jour coming up. We'll see what WEEI Afternoons has on the way. At 2 o'clock, Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag!
Best gag is you're gonna get around here.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to grab back here on Jones and Keefe, the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including a congratulations are in order, Jones. Oh? Friend of the show, Dietrich Wise.
Oh, yeah.
Named the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the New England Patriots.
Nice.
Great guest, great guy.
Good How job for Dietrich Wise. Wise. Good job by him.
Hope he wins that he can get the patch that they put on the players that have won it in the past. They can wear that around. That's great stuff.
Well, we can ask him about it maybe next week, and we should just preface it as we did with a bunch of our questions for him this week. Hey, maybe you haven't seen the news. Maybe you're unaware of this. We'll just fill in the gaps for you. But yes, you are nominated. You are the Patriots nominee.
There's a chance he's missed it.
Yeah. Just so you know, you're a finalist. And, you know, how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to shout it. That's my
grab bag.
Try it again. That's my
grab bag.
I don't know you.
They send him in. I mean, Keith@WEEI.com will play him. So
yeah, I mean, we'll at least give him a listen.
We'll at least give him a rip. Yeah. Hey, Thursday Night Football, Week 14 in the NFL kicks off tonight. You got yourself a good game. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. The Lions have been awesome. Maybe the best team in the league. 11-1. They are at home. They are 3-point favorites against the 9-3 Green Bay Packers. I know the Lions got the Bills coming up, the following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good game, though, right here.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe a minor... It's a divisional game, so I doubt you get the look-ahead spot, but maybe a minor look-ahead spot by the Lions. Both teams played on Thursday, so it's not a short week. Normally, a 51.5 total on Thursday Night Football, I'd be like, no chance.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that many points on a short week, but it's not a short week for either team. Again, they both played on Thanksgiving. So they have a full week. Maybe you have a minor look-ahead spot for the Bills looking ahead... Or, I'm sorry, the Lions looking ahead to that Bills game. I expect the Lions to win tonight, but they have a million injuries on defense. Maybe that finally catches up to them. I'm curious, Keith.
Yes?
The Patriots, and I hate to burst anyone's bubble, are not going to be in the playoffs.
Jones.
And people are not...
Well, they have been eliminated.
People are not going to be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. We know that.
Yeah.
I highly doubt anyone around here is going to be rooting for the Bills. So...
No, the Bills are like... Kind of like I don't think I hate the Bills, but like I'm not rooting for
them. Are you rooting for a team in the? I mean,
not in the division. No,
maybe even me and you might. Like I'd feel good about the Bills winning on some level just because they haven't.
Because I like Josh Allen.
Me too. But the generic Patriots, the general Patriots fan, is not going to root for Buffalo. I would imagine Detroit is a team a lot of people around here could get behind and root for. But I may be wrong about that. Maybe fans just don't. They want to see the order of the universe stay in place where the Lions are always losers and the Bills are always losers, but. I'm just curious what fans are going to latch on to in the playoffs. And don't just give me, I just want good games.
No.
We all want good games.
I think Detroit is
a team I will root for and want to see win. And by the way, with an ex-player in Dan Campbell, that's probably something you should want for the Patriots. It started very poorly with Campbell. It got better. Like, maybe you could even look at it that way. I imagine a lot of people around here will be pulling for the Lions, but I may be wrong about that.
Because it's kind of the flip side where instead of like, these are all the teams I like, you go in the reverse order and you're like, all right, I'm actively rooting against this team, this team, this team, right? Like, I don't want the Chiefs to win.
Yep.
Obviously, the Jets and Giants both stink this year, but you wouldn't want them. You don't want the Steelers. You don't want anybody in the division. You don't want the Ravens. Like, you don't want any of those teams to win. So then you look at a team like Detroit and you're like,
they're pretty harmless.
Yeah, like they lose all the time.
What's the harm in them winning?
And they were fun to watch for years with Barry Sanders and with Calvin Johnson.
Do you want Philly to win? Like, you're not going to root for a city like Philly.
No.
Not here.
No, Detroit. Yeah, I would, of all the teams, like, I don't like San Francisco. Like, yeah, it probably is Detroit. I mean, and what an unlikely duo it would be, Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. Like, holy smokes.
Oh, it flies in the face of, you know, you need a stud quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and you need, you know, some offensive whiz kid.
Yep.
Because Campbell was an offensive guy, but he's not a scheme guy at all, although he has it in Ben Johnson to win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
Grab bag.
Deontay Johnson suspended one game by the Ravens. Apparently last week he refused to go in the game. They're like, hey, you're up. He's like, nope.
Look, I think we've been all over this for a long time. Pittsburgh has had some real problem. I know this is in Baltimore, but his career began in Pittsburgh. They've had some real a-hole problem diva receivers over the years. Antonio Brown, chief among them.
Yep.
But then
Martavis Bryant.
Well, you have Martavis Bryant. You had this guy, Deontay Johnson. You have George Pickens now. Like, they get receivers, but God, are they tough to play with, apparently.
A little bit of a risk.
Here's my Deontay Johnson question.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be a free agent. He's not going to be back in Baltimore.
I don't think so.
Any interest whatsoever here?
I'm shooting higher than that. Like, okay. I think individually he's better than anybody you have, but he's not a lock number one, and he does seem like an absolute headache.
But
which I'm okay with. Like, I'll take a headache or two.
This team needs like, all the talent they can get. I would take a flyer on this guy.
But there's also, like,
I'm not paying through the nose for this guy, but I'd take a flyer on this guy.
But there's different types of, like, headaches in talent. Like, there's somebody like, this is more off-field, but, like, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
like, risk-reward Tyreek Hill.
I get what you mean. Okay, yeah, he's so good.
You're like,
You might be willing to deal with the crap.
Whereas Deontay Johnson's kind of probably on that line or on the other side of it, where you're like, yeah, he's good, but
Deontay Johnson.
If you told me it's Deontay Johnson or just the same group back,
well,
then
yeah.
I would take Deontay Johnson.
Then, of course, yeah.
But
I'm
if there's a
that.
Few other names that are in the mix, I'd rather spend more money on T. Higgins.
Deontay Johnson, only 1,000-yard season in his career. Now it was
like Juju Smith-Schuster.
It was quite good. It was almost 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns, and he was a Pro Bowler. But I mean, his last couple of years really haven't been as good as I thought.
Grab bag.
I got another baseball signing for you, Jones. A baseball signing, not named Juan Soto, not named Corbin Burns.
Okay, Aroldis
Chapman.
Starting
pitcher. No, not Aroldis Chapman.
Okay.
Here are the Red Sox. Good signing by the Sox. People seem to be really excited about that. Luis Severino.
Oh. Where he's
3 years.
Yeah.
$67 million.
Feels high.
With the Oakland Athletics.
What? Really?
Yeah. I don't know why or how. They gotta sell seats in Sacramento next
year.
Well,
I guess that's true, but remember when the Royals started signing guys last year and it was extra embarrassing that the Red Sox were losing out to guys to the Royals and the Royals have spent real money?
Where did the A's come up with that?
I don't know, but let's follow that. Because if the A's are going to spend money and the Red Sox are going to try to sell us on like Aroldis Chapman and Anthony Santander
they
or something
spent
like that.
$22 million a year on Luis Severino?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
I don't
understand that.
I don't know. But like that.
I would not do that.
Don't get outspent by the Royals. Don't get outspent by the A's.
Yeah.
But that's, he was decent with the Mets last year. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Grab bag.
How about UCLA football team fired offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy after one season? Eric Bieniemy, who was the offensive coordinator for years with the Kansas City Chiefs, and people would always say, man, he's getting snubbed by all these teams, getting snubbed left and right.
He got a year in Washington?
A year in Washington. They replaced him with Cliff Kingsbury. That seems to be working out pretty well. And then
A year with UCLA.
With UCLA. And now he's out.
So, look, I was a big proponent of his. I'm like, boy, I would hire Eric Bieniemy 1,000 times out of 1,000 before I'd bring in someone from Bill Belichick's coaching tree. I said that many, many times on the radio over many, many years. And I just, you can fall out of Andy Reid's coaching tree and hit a bunch of branches of guys who can coach on it. You fall all the way to the ground with Bill. Bieniemy, turns out he's not one of the guys who can coach on Reid's coaching tree, apparently, because he's wearing out his welcome everywhere he goes.
It does not seem to be going great. No, that is for sure.
Now I'm standing. You all happy? We're all standing up now. Bunch of
grub bag.
Standing in a circle.
Are the Four Nations hockey tournament that'll be coming your way in February between USA, Canada, Sweden, and Finland. The rosters have been announced, and there are a grand total of four Bruins.
Oh.
Four Bruins.
I think your guy, are you counting your guy Sween? Big Sween is the GM of Canada. Are you giving him a
count? I'm not counting Big Sween because I'm going with players.
Okay.
Brad Marchand. Is going to be representing the Bruins for Team Canada. Two Americans, Charlie McAvoy and Jeremy Swayman, and Elias Lindholm will be on the Team Sweden.
Have they watched Swayman this year?
I guess this must be a down goalie market.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
not
you
great.
Sure you want Swayman there, USA?
The Stars goalie, Jake, was it Ottinger?
Yep.
He's on there, and Connor Hellebuck. From Winnipeg is on there also.
Okay, Hellebuck's a Vezina winner. Ottinger just got paid this year. I was just double checking. Korpisalo's from Finland. Korpisalo's not on Finland.
Korpi didn't make it.
So they looked at Korpi and said, we don't want him on Team Finland. Team
Swayman.
USA was like, we want Jeremy Swayman. Interesting.
You know what could be a line, though, for Team USA, which is pretty badass?
What's that?
Austin Matthews and the two Tkachuks.
That's good.
That's pretty sick.
I like that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
Nice.
If they're able to pull that off.
You can have the boat or the
grab bag.
What, are you crazy? We'll take the boat.
No, not so fast, Lois. A boat's a boat, but the
grab bag
could be anything.
It could even be a boat.
Top NBA performances from last night. Now, only three games. Celtics, Pistons, Nets, Pacers, Heat, Lakers. Okay. So you might not have the all-world performances. But Giannis.
Can't be a Laker. Yep.
31-11. LeBron James, 29-5-8. Okay. Now,
he can't win.
Come out on the... Oh, I'm sorry, there were six games, not three. Six games. He came out on the wrong side of a 134-93 loss to the Heat.
Close. Closer than it reads.
Clippers, Magic, Sixers, Hawks, Bucks, the other games. Franz Wagner. Big Franz Wagner, 35-7-2. Tobias Harris at 27 in the game that we saw. And then Jaylen Brown, 28-6-9. Where are you going for the best performance?
Yeah, I think I'd go Wagner. It's a good win. Good performance. Yeah. I think that's who I'd go with.
All right, that one's pretty good.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, time for the random baseball player of the day. We're going with an outfielder who was a one-time All-Star.
Okay.
Pretty good recognition if you get that.
Yep.
Mid-season kind of honor. Played for the San Francisco Giants, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Seattle Mariners, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the New York Yankees.
Delmon Young?
Good guess, no. Not Delmon Young. Played not really much with the Cardinals or the Yankees, so I would focus more on the Giants, Devil Rays, as well as the Mariners.
Outfielder.
Where he was an outfielder and a one-time All-Star.
Yeah, Billy, played, go with it. Go
I was
going
to say Ben Grieve.
Oh, good one. No. That is a good one. He was an A, though, as well, right?
Yeah, Ben Grieve was an A. Yeah. He broke into the majors in 1998 and retired after the 2010 season. He is, let's see, a 2002 All-Star with the Rays.
That's what I was going to ask. What team was he?
I'm guessing he was the only guy.
Aubrey Huff.
Ooh, that is a great one. No?
Not Aubrey Huff.
Wow, he was a Giant and a Ray.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Cameron Maben play.
Ooh, not Cameron Maben.
It's not Rocco Baldelli.
It's not Rocco Baldelli.
Speaking of hot wieners.
Career high in dongs.
Yeah.
20.
Okay.
Far and away his career high. 14 other years.
Give me the swipes.
He'd swipe you a bag, though. 27 steals in 02.
Okay.
His All-Star year. He had 5 years of over 20 steals. Career .284 hitter.
And he was an All-Star with the Rays in 2002.
That's correct.
He's an outfielder. Where in the outfield? Can you give that away, or is that giving away too much?
No, this one just says outfield. Let me scroll.
It wasn't
down
Carl
here.
Crawford. It wasn't Rocco Baldelli. So who was it?
He literally played all three outfield positions.
Okay.
Most in center, but it's pretty close. All three outfield positions.
Not Zobrist.
Not Ben Zobrist. No, he played everywhere.
Yeah, that's
true. He played the infield,
too. That's true. He would play all over the place. I don't know if I have it. Should I check?
Text and Twitch has it.
They both do?
Yeah.
Oh, I
people
see.
Are good.
I see a lot of it in the Twitch. Is it Randy Wynn?
He got it.
Wow.
The Red Sox win.
Wouldn't have got it. You're right.
Randy
Wynn. I see. It's a bunch of texts, including Dice. Texted that in. 617-779-7937. Randy Wynn, I do not remember being an All-Star at all.
And if you win Random Baseball Player of the Day, you know what you get?
Yes.
Cheeseburger Club.
Don't tell people that.
You get a Cheeseburger Club.
No, don't tell people that. Now we're going to give people Cheeseburger
Club. Yeah, no, now you got to pay for it yourself, but... But there you go. That's how you play Random Baseball Player of the Day.
You know what? You win Random Baseball Player of the Day. You go treat yourself.
Get yourself one.
Do a nice cheeseburger. You've earned it. If you pulled Randy Wynn, you've earned it. Okay. Good stuff there. That is a random one. That is a guy who feels like, again, he wasn't going to get you 30 or 40 swipes, but a good 20-plus swipes a year.
Good, professional player.
I can't believe he hit 20 home runs.
Yeah, that one time. Does seem high.
One time.
Doesn't it?
A little suspect.
Ball was flying out of the park that year. 05?
For the 20?
For the
Oh, no, I was just trying to see, like, usually late 90s, early
2000s. Yeah, no, it was 2005.
Yeah, no, Randy Wynn.
But he went from 14 to 20 back to 11, so it was, like, just sort of a weird year. He just ran into a few fastballs that year. That's all.
Maybe a contract year.
Not bad.
There you go. Random baseball player of the day every day in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons, Arcand and Hart, see what they have coming up, and we have the clip du jour next.
Time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, ready for that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. What is that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it goes back to a conversation we had about Christmas trees. We both got our Christmas trees up this week.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with my current tree.
Oh, you kind of hate it.
I yearn for the days of previous trees. And so we were talking a little bit about that. My wife just texted me. She didn't spray paint the hut. She hand painted it. All right. Sorry.
Get that.
Let's make that clear.
I'm in trouble today. Yeah.
No, seriously. That is going to be a... a long discussion after.
Awkward dinner tonight.
Yeah, oh, boy.
You think I spray painted this?
Oh, I think I might have a picture of my tree from last year, which actually looking at it now.
Not.
I don't know if you could say this word.
I'll go for it.
As wide as it is tall. Can you say that?
No.
Okay. I won't.
No.
But you know what I'm talking about. Something that is as wide as it is tall.
That's rhymes with toad.
Correct. That's sort of what our tree was a year
tuna
ago.
Tuna can.
That's right. That's right.
Tuna can tree.
So he had a tuna can tree, which I liked. Because it takes up the space in there. You're like, wow, it is Christmas in here.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas this one now, like, you can kind of miss it. Even though, as Billy's pointed out, maybe I'm talking myself into it. It is the ideal Christmas tree shape. Like, if you have what you think a tree should look like,
yeah,
like a Christmas tree, like ornament or decoration, yeah, would be the same shape as this.
It's a wimpy little bit of a tree, but it's the right shape.
It is thin.
Yeah.
Andy Hart's a man who likes a big Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Christmas trees should look like bulldogs. Nice and stocky.
It should. Yeah, like Nick said, it looks like I went into the woods with an axe and came back. Yeah,
that's
like,
how it should look.
It should look like you chopped it down.
These places that trim them or groom them so that they're there at night. Because you go by every tree, you can see the little pieces.
Hart, is that yours?
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, the one on the left.
Here you go. That's a good
That's a nice tree.
We have two couches in that room, and it touches both.
Andy Hart.
Oh, that's real nice.
Andy Hart's got more girth than at Keefe 21, it says.
I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Tuna. I love tuna.
Never claimed to be much of anything. That is, you also going with the colored lights I like.
No, if it were a video, it bounces back and forth between colored lights and clear lights.
That makes you sick.
I
didn't think I'd like it.
Choke on my tongue.
Do you love that?
Love it.
That's a seizure waiting to happen. Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah. Make a decision.
And when you look from the street, it just lights up because these LEDs are much nicer. One of the great advancements in Christmas decorating is LED lights.
Okay, we took out the string of lights 2 days ago.
They don't work.
No, we had a bunch of them out. I'm like, I kind of thought they had rectified these problems many years ago.
That part, I think, is BS. Why? Oh, they'll last 30 years. Yeah. They won't.
I thought it had been fixed.
Because you're like rolling them up, clanging them around.
This used to be like a very common thing when we were kids. Like, help your dad take out the Christmas tree lights. And like, one's out, the whole thing goes out.
Do you remember grabbing a Christmas light after it had been on for like 20 minutes?
They were hot.
Oh, when it was an actual light bulb?
Yeah. Like, how is the tree not on fire?
Well, some did.
Yeah, true. That's definitely true.
Sadly. So it toggles back and forth between the rainbow lights and the white lights. Yeah,
I'll get a video for tomorrow. All right. You'll like it, I promise.
How many blow-ups do you have on your front lawn this year?
They're not all up. We didn't have time last weekend, so we have 1, 2, 3 smalls, 2 larges, and then whatever you consider the abominable.
It's like, the extra large.
But we
can order at the Wienerama.
Why is issues?
Like 40-mile-an-hour gusts.
Right.
I did some Abominable is down, and I put some weighted yoga balls on him to hold him
in
place.
Okay.
So he doesn't blow around.
He'll be fine.
But the wind is a real pain in the ass.
You don't have to worry about any vandalism with all this on your property, no?
Oh, no. We're far enough from the street. They'd have to be pretty brazen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hart's got guns.
I do.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, there's like.
I'm not sure I'm qualified to use them.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I got a license and all, but.
Oh, there you go. As long as they're registered.
And your thing,
a little bit of a guy.
They walk on your property, you can do whatever you want, right?
I heard you a few weeks ago that it's absolutely not true, especially in Massachusetts.
I haven't read all the rules.
Texas, I think.
Texas, yes.
Texas,
New
I
Hampshire,
think.
Where I'm from, probably.
Yeah. Maybe New Hampshire.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I think in Massachusetts, like.
You have invited me
to
give him a coffee.
If you don't give them a coffee and a brownie, you're in trouble.
They could sue you.
Absolutely.
I hurt myself breaking into your house. Like, wait.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
I have seen a story like that. A guy fell through a skylight into somebody's house and sued them.
Yeah, them. You didn't have it marked properly or something. How was I supposed to know there was a skylight on your roof when I was breaking in?
Don't steal my stuff.
Skylight wasn't up to code. That makes sense.
Pop. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. What do you guys have coming up on the program today?
So we have Tom Curran at 3:30. I don't know if you guys listened to his sit-down with Gerard Mayo. Did you catch that?
We played some clips from it.
Yes. I really enjoyed it, actually.
It was good.
I particularly enjoyed the beginning where they were bragging about the Emmys they won on Quick Slants.
Oh.
And then Curran transitions to, tell you what's not winning any awards, this football team.
Oh, jeez.
Tremendous line. And Mayo took it like
He's like, what is he going
to
say?
Kind of has to. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have that. Talk about the Bruins, who are rolling right along against bad teams and looking better at very least. Celtics chugging right along and
winning all the time.
We'll be talking about the Patriots and where Drake May fits in sort of the tiers, not your tiers, Athletics Mike Sando put out some tiers about where quarterbacks stand in the NFL.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah,
okay, we got a lot of crap. Make sure you're listening. WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hart. That's the crossover with WEEI Afternoons brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year, the 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You got to love the Nines. Stay tuned. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's Patriots Friday?
No.
Not really.
Just a Friday.
Keys to the bye week?
Keys to the bye week.
We'll get to that. Big Friday four-pack of some games coming up this weekend. There are some good ones. We'll react to Thursday Night Football. Good game tonight. All that tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.